This is the DX Audio Service for August 1988. Hello, this is Fred Vobey. Let's step right over to the front page of DX News, the magazine of the National Radio Club. Well, our top news item on this particular edition of the audio service is a little reshuffling in the National Radio Club, and perhaps this letter from Paul Swearingen will explain a little bit about it. This letter, again, is from Paul Swearingen, Swearingen, at 3132 Southeast Irvingham Street, Irvingham, in Topeka, Kansas, zip code 66605-2948. And it reads as follows. From the editor, you've pulled it out of your mailbox, you've scanned it, and notice a few changes. And now you're wondering just what Swearingen is up to now that he's DX News editor and where the NRC is headed. Let Mike Nitter and me put your minds at ease. Several months ago, we decided that after 6+ years, it was time for a change for both of us. Mike's job responsibilities clashed with his having to meet a deadline 30 times a year as bulletin publisher and editor, and I frankly was getting tired of typing and was getting a little overloaded with hobby-related activities. And so Mike has delegated the position of bulletin editor to me, thus freeing him for more time to answer correspondence, develop new NRC activities, maintaining the NRC log database, retyping mountains of reprint materials, and continue to directing the activities of the club. I guess who gets the rest? Although his title, as mandated in the club's constitution, will continue as publisher, a more accurate title might be executive secretary. Personally, I think he prefers the boss. Club members should be aware that I answer directly to him, and financially, to club treasurer Dick Truax, and will refer requests for changes in club operations to him. Mike's strength lies in promotion and mine in publication, and we feel that the club will benefit greatly from this switch, and after a few bulletins, you feel otherwise, we want to know. I've had over 2 decades worth of experience in producing publications, covering news, management, radio, and related fields, and I now feel confident in announcing publicly that my goal as the head of the team is to make DX News the best radio club bulletin in the world. Just as Ernie Cooper made it easy for me to continue improving musings to members when I took it over in December of 1982, Mike has given me a running start to continue the improvements of DX News Magazine. Of course, there will be some changes. For example, the address label page was modified to meet postal regulations for automated mailing so that you should receive DX News Magazine at a more constant time, depending upon the printer and unnatural disasters. The printer's bid is considerably lower than the Wisconsin printer, which should more than offset the increased cost of postage and should put off any dues increase for some time, by the way. Depending upon space availability, we'll run a few photos now and then, as I can make prints utilizing a Kodak contact screen, which cuts the cost per photo from several dollars to pennies. Referring to the guide on the inside back page for photo and other submission requirements. And by September, I will be listing the names, cities, and states of new members who have joined the National Radio Club, along with current total of dues-paying members. Mike and membership chairman Ron Musco have done a fine job of maintaining the membership level, where other clubs have been losing members to the point where their existence is in danger. Now it is my turn to edit DX News Magazine so that the new readers are more likely to stay with us. And I'd like to see the membership increase by 50 subscribers or more per year. Yes, there will be changes, and I think that you'll like them. On a more immediate goal, however, is recruitment of a replacement for me as Musings editor, either one or more persons, and if more than one, by some other division other than geographical. I can edit, if necessary, Musings for the August edition, and that's it. No volunteers means no more Musings after that. Call me at area code 913-266 5707 or write for information, but apply to Mike for the position. I would suggest that you should have some type of word processor. I've been using a simple Commodore 64 and Juki 6100 for a daisy wheel printer. But even a manual typewriter with a fresh ribbon produces acceptable camera-ready copy. I plan to edit DX News in a professional manner as possible so that it meets the needs of its readers and members, and I expect all column editors as well as other submitters to meet top quality standards. On the other hand, I plan to have fun and to make this make the readers laugh as well as to consider serious events. As before in Musings, there will be no place in DX News magazine for material unrelated to radio, for personal attacks or slurs, for use of bitching and groaning, or for egotism. It should go without saying that libel, obscenity, blasphemy, and avocation of violence will not be allowed in this publication. I will publish, however, controversial discussions, proposals for change, and timely news as they are related to or affecting the AM DXing or space permitting, broadcasting, DXing, and the radio hobby in general. That's enough guidelines for now. Remember that you're a member of a reporting team. That means support the columns and give us feedback. Thank you for your cooperation during the past 6+ years and for many, many years in the future. And now, on with it. Signed, Paul Swearingen, Topeka, Kansas. I might make mention that all of us here at the DX Audio Service, the audio tape side of the house, wish Paul the very best and hope that we can assist Paul and Mike both in any activities that they might have in DX News Magazine. It goes without saying that all of us here at the DX Audio Service, the audio tape side of the house, wish both Paul and Mike the very best and hope that we can assist them in any way possible when they need assistance on DX News Magazine. The only changes this will make for DX Audio Service members is that when you send in your monies for renewal or for a new subscription, be sure that you do send it to Mike up at headquarters at Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024, and indicate this is for the DX Audio Service. Of course, all your cassettes and any correspondence directly with us here at the Audio Service should come to the DX Audio Service office here. It's National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, 706 Mackenzie Avenue, M-A-C, capital K-E-N-Z-I-E, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. Please keep in mind that any Braille letters which are sent to us here at the audio service must be transcribed over, and the gentleman who does that is several towns away, so it may take several weeks for us to be able to get a reply back to you, so please be patient. To answer some questions regarding why we changed over to the new style cassettes and also to answer some of your mail and your correspondence, let me first start with some of your replies. So far, we've had very good acceptance of the new style cassettes. Several members have written saying that they actually sound better in their tape recorders, and they seem to be holding up a lot better through the mail. Also, why are we changing this type of cassette? Someone wondered why we're making such a change from one vendor to another. Well, the reason, very honestly, is because of the cost of the cassette and also because of the quality of the cassette. We want to make sure that you, the subscriber, are receiving the very best possible audio quality cassette that we can produce. Secondly, these cassettes cost us a couple pennies less than our previous vendor, and we also have a lot of control over the quality of the tape which are being loaded into the cassettes. These new cassettes, by the way, for all members subscribing via the $25 edition where you keep the cassette, you are receiving presently these cassettes. And anyone who is subscribing via the returnable edition of the audio service will have their cassettes swapped out with this edition of the audio service. So by the next edition, we will be completely on the new style cassettes. From the Oops, I Goofed category comes a little apology from yours truly. I made mention on past audio service about the air checks of Las Vegas radio, and all you had to do is send me a blank C90 cassette. Wrong. should have been C60 cassette. Those of you that have sent me tapes already probably notice that you're getting a free cassette, and that is compliments of yours truly, not the club, because of my goof-up. The Las Vegas Radio, if anyone else wants a copy of that particular cassette, is a C60 and not a C90. Also, in the future, we will be offering more cassettes like this for members who send cassettes. The only thing we like to remind you is that when you do send a cassette, that you're sending a cassette to us to have a particular thing copied to it, make sure that that cassette is a good quality cassette, like a Maxell or a TDK or an Ampex. We have had some bargain brand cassettes, some Kmarts and other brands come in here, and what happens is the duplicator, which we use to copy the tapes, just does not like them. So, number one, we have a problem with quality. When the tapes come back to you, they sound very mushy or garbled or have a lot of dropouts. Or in a couple cases, what has happened is I flick the switch on the duplicator, and it's just like Mission Impossible. The cassette explodes. So, please, if you're sending any cassettes to me for duplication of material, use a good quality cassette, because that's what our duplicator is set up for. On the subject of convention, here's Mike Nitter to explain.
Thanks, Fred. This year's National Radio Club Convention is being held in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, over Labor Day weekend, which is September 2nd through the 5th. The convention will be held at the Airport Midway Motor Lodge, located directly across the street from the General Mitchell International Airport at 5105 South Howell Avenue, at I-94 and the airport exits. Hotel reservations should be made at area code 414-769-2100. And be sure to mention that you will be attending the National Radio Club Convention. Room rates are $52 for single, $60 for double, and each additional person is $6. Room reservations should be booked no later than August 2nd. Pre-registrations for the convention is $34 per person for the entire weekend. The pre-registration must be received by August 15th. Send your registration for the convention to National Radio Club Convention, P.O. Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024.
Okay, Mike, thank you very much. And I will be seeing Mike at the convention, as I will be attending, and I hope to see a good majority of our DX Audio Service membership at the convention in Milwaukee. Quick reminder again, be sure when you get to the convention to dial up 89.1 on your FM dial and listen to Convention Radio WNRC. Well, in this particular edition of the audio service, we will not have the sultry tones of one Mr. Jerry Starr for the following reason. Due to adjusting the publication schedule with Paul, he won't be generating another AM switch column until August the 2nd or the 3rd. So we're going to be skipping this edition of AM Switch, and next month we should have a gigantic edition of the AM Switch column, so we'll catch up about then. But we do have John Bowker in the studio, and John's got a trivia question for us.
Well, you know, the hit rate has been much, much too high on these city quizzes that John S. Bowker put together for you, Fred. So we'll give you one that's, I can tell you right now, this is not one of the 10 top markets in the United States. It's not even one of the top 15. I don't even think it's the top 20. It might be. Might be. I don't know. I'm going to read you five of the active frequencies in the city, and all our listeners, our subscribers, have to do is identify which city from the choice of three that I'll give you this set of frequencies is from. So here we go again. You ready? 560, 600, 680, 1070, 1480, and I'll stop right there. Which of these three cities is that from? It's either Des Moines, or Memphis, or Omaha. Okay, I told you it wasn't one of the top 10 markets. We'll give you the answer here very shortly.
Okay, thank you very much, John. I'd like to pass along some information to our membership concerning a bulletin board service and a way that you can keep more in touch with your fellow members on the DX Audio Service and with us here at the Audio Service. First of all, for immediate release from the Association North American Radio Clubs, the new improved Anarch Computer Bulletin Board System is now open. The new Anarch Computer Bulletin Board System went online on July the 28th. According to the system operator, Kirk Baxter, the new telephone number for the bulletin board is area code 309-688-0604. It's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The system supports communications at either 300 or 1200 baud and uses standard transmission parameters of 8N1. The BBS mailing address is Anarch BBS, Post Office Box 3436, Peoria, Illinois 61614. In addition, the message and file areas maintained by Anarch, there are areas for the Anarch-affiliated clubs, for Radio Netherlands Media Network Program, the FidoNet International SWL, and Ham Echo Conferences, and for public messages relating to shortwave VHF and UHF monitoring. Electronic editions of radio publications are also available in the magazine section. The first four Anarch clubs to open message areas in this new electronic showcase are NASWA, NASWA, SpeedX, the Association of Clandestine Radio Enthusiasts, otherwise known as ACE, and the Minnesota DX Club. Others are expected to join them soon. Each club has been asked to designate someone to act as their subsystem operator to work with Kirk Baxter and our new Computer Information Committee Chairman, Dave Schneider, in adapting the system software to each club's needs and to oversee their club's message and file areas. Among the subsystem ops are Kirk Baxter for ACE, Dave Hammer for Miami Valley DX Club, Dave Marshall of the All Ohio Scanner Club, Tom McEvey of NASWA, Al Sampson for MDXC, Harold Sellers of ODXA, and John Troutchild of SpeedX. Subsystops also serve on our Computer Information Committee. Aside from the areas open to the public, the Anarch BBS can support private messages and file areas for use by each club's officers and for newsletter or editors. This will make it possible, for example, for editors to upload their columns to the publisher without the delay imposed by the U.S. Post Office or relay texts electronically to a club member with a desktop publishing system. It will also enable round-robin policy discussions to take place online, streamlining decision-making processes. These are just a few ways we expect the Anarch BBS to improve club operations while giving the modem-using public more insight into what radio clubs offer. And this news release was from the Association of North American Radio Clubs, Post Office Box 143, Falls Church, Virginia, 22046-0143. We've made some changes here at the DX Audio Service, which we hope are for the better, seeing that a lot of these changes have been because of subscribers' letters and comments. And, well, we're going to try some of these things out and see how they go. First of all, I'm going to change my policy I had on any items being sent back to us, that is, cassettes being sent back to us. I made mention several issues back that you might want to attach a label or write something on the outside of the shipper carton to the respective enclosed material or something like that. Well, I've been informed by several members of the audio service that the standard practice is for tying a rubber band around the cassette. Well, if that's the standard practice, let's go with it. If you're sending back a cassette to the audio service and it has a message on it or perhaps a contribution of material, please be sure to put a rubber band around that cassette, and this will signal to us that we should give it a listen. Otherwise, if a cassette arrives here, especially from a member who is returning cassettes on a monthly basis, it just goes into a box and we erase that cassette and use it for the next month. So please be sure to put that rubber band around it. We'll use that as our signaling process for all return tapes. We've also started something which we feel might help everyone out here on the audio service, as well as give you a voice, so to speak, in the DX audio service. We're installing a telephone line with a answering machine on it for the membership of the DX audio service to use for disseminating information. Now, this answering machine will not be used for members to be able to call up and say, Fred, please give me a call back. Here's my telephone number. That's not what the intent is. What this machine will be used for is if you have information which you'd like to provide to the DX Audio Service, you will call this number, and you'll have up to about 2.5 minutes to be able to give us all the information you want. Actually, the machine says 270 seconds, but let's give them a little padding there, so to speak. So if you have, say, for example, an item to buy, sell, or trade that you would like to have published in the DX Audio Service, all you have to do is call the number. If you have a comment on a specific station that would go side and side with Jerry Starr's AM Switch column, a new station which has just hit the air, a format change, or a station's gone silent, call the number. If you have any kind of information which you feel should be passed on to the membership of the DX Audio Service, you just call the number. And this also goes for any personal comments you'd like to make as far as audio service material, pros and cons. You might want to say at some point if you are calling and you don't want your particular thing published, that you make mention of that on the tape. However, if you'd like to be on the audio service and provide us information, as soon as you hear the beep, say this is and your name and go right into whatever you have. And again, bear in mind that the machine only records up to, according to the dial, 270 seconds, let's say 2.5 minutes to be on the safe side. Now, the telephone number for that machine, area code 419-224-3916. Again, that telephone number is 224-3916, and that's in area code 419. This machine is located in my office at work, and if the phone line is busy, just wait a couple minutes and call back, because it is presently being shared by a computer, and either the computer could be online or it could be another member calling up the machine. Finally, and I know we've been talking for a long time, so let me get this wrapped up. We're starting a new promotion here at the DX Audio Service, and that is if you bring a new member into the DX Audio Service, you will get a credit toward your membership. It's a good way to get a free month's membership to the DX Audio Service. If you bring a new member online, your account will be credited for 1 month of DX Audio Service. So if you have a friend join the audio service, be sure they mention that you were behind them 100%, and that way we'll credit your column and you'll be sent a card letting you know that your account has been credited for 1 month. And finally, one quick comment. Loops. Everyone's been asking about the loop. Well, everything has gone exactly the way we wanted it to. The way the loops are being produced, they're going to be manufactured electronically here in Lima. They'll be shipped up to Wisconsin for the final assembly of the stand itself. So the loop is on sale at the present time, or will be within about 3 weeks when all the equipment gets to the Cambridge, Wisconsin headquarters. So if you're looking to buy one of the loop antennas, please contact Mike for details. Now here's Phil Wayne with a look at MarketScope.
Well, thank you, Fred. And hello, boys and girls. This is MarketScope for another month, and I'm Phil Wayne. This month, I thought we would hop, skip, and jump around the country and listen to some air check bits and station IDs from the East Coast, West Coast, North Coast, and the South. You know, it's kind of interesting to note how so many of these stations have changed in just the few years since these air checks were made.
Dobhill Farms locations include the Oshawa Duro Food Terminal, plus North and Markham, East and Pickering, 222 Lansdowne at Dundas, and 222 Cherry Street.
Dobhill Farms are open Mondays through Saturdays till 10 p.m.
Music Marathon, 1050 Jump.
Morning, Craig Jones in with the All Night Party. Brand new music coming up this hour from Simple Minds. A little Wham for you, Asia, Solo Sting, and the latest from Saga. Right now, starting it off with brand new music from Baltimore. This is Tarzan Boy on 1050 Chum.
The New Wink, WWNK, Cincinnati, 11 o'clock straight up with Marathon Mike, and a 94-minute music sweep.
Wink, wink. It's midnight, and this is Chuck Martin on Most Music, Z93.
Music, DC, Eaton, Dayton, and Springfield alive.
Nothing but the hits. Z93. AM 56, this is Honey Radio, where rock and roll is here to stay.
KFRC's 1983 Toyota Tercel. Beginning this weekend, you'll see it at the Moscone Center in the International Auto Show. Take a good look at it. Soon, it could be parked in your driveway. Since last week, the 610 Air team has been racking up the miles in the 610 Toyota. Keep track of the daily mileage updates. Then, this weekend, mail your guess of the 10-day total, along with your name, address, and daytime phone number to KFRC Toyota, Box 610, San Francisco, 94101. Drive off in a new car from the Toyota dealers of Northern California and KFRC.
When you're out, baby.
KFRC, I actually keep forgetting to congratulate our own Jackson Armstrong, who's on noon to four, who this past weekend ran in a charity race. Yeah, the guy's not in bad shape. He ran 5.2 miles and survived it. The only bad thing is he hasn't changed his socks since then.
Somebody open a window, please.
I keep forgetting we're not in love anymore.
You know, you really can get something for nothing. You can get cash up to $1,000 for a free KFRC blue and white bumper sticker. Where are they? I'm so glad you asked. At the Bedroom Showrooms, also Tower Record Stores. Slap one on. Cash coming this week from KFRC.
KFRC.
I'll see you there.
WLS Personality. WLS Personality. In Chicago.
Mister. WLS AM, 6 minutes until 6 o'clock. WLS radar weather, sunshine and warmer. Today, a high of 73. It's 46 currently, 53 on the lakefront. You could win one of the 75 great prizes in our WLS incredible prize catalog. What you do is focus in. Well, keep listening all morning, of course, but focus in at 7:15 this morning for the day's first winning catalog number and find out all the other times we'll be reading additional numbers throughout the day. All right? It's that simple. And you can join Susan Butler of Washington and Rod Anderson of Munster. Two big winners. It's 5 until 6. Call Cellular 1-882-2181. Yes!
89 WLS Chicago.
606 in the Windy City.
WSEM AM and FM Baldwinsville. Syracuse's Oldies Channel at FM 92 and AM 1050. Playing your favorites from the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
WSEM FM 92. WSEM FM, your Oldies Channel.
That's J.J. Jackson, but it's all right. The Turtles, she'd rather be with me. And Chuck Berry doing rock and roll music. It doesn't get any better than that. Bill Michaels here with you with the best music from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Hoping you'll stick around for more of the best right after this.
FM 99. WHFM Rochester. It's 10 o'clock on a Friday night. And I'm Pete Kennedy.
96 WHYT. Hi, who's on the phone?
Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Listen, I got a soundtrack of Miami Vice for you. Some great songs by Glenn Frey and Phil Collins and a bunch of others. What's that phrase that pays?
WHYT plays
it. Okay, that's yours. Hey, what radio station has twice as many winners?
WHYT.
We're proving once again that nobody plays more music. Here comes another 10 on hits in a row from North America's hottest FM.
WHYT Detroit, the Motor City.
WSEX is your station for music on New 92, 92.7 FM.
WSEX.
Today's Watch, 62. The 12 noon edition. I'm Jim Gilchrist. Flurries possible today. The high 40. It's currently 35 degrees.
Number is 912-GKE, as in Good King Edward. That's 912-GKE. If that's your plate number, call 885-1127 within the next 15 minutes and win that $90 Sony AM stereo radio. Plus, win or lose from this point on, you're eligible for the $1,520 weekly cash prize offered on the Sandy Beach Show on Friday afternoons. Plus, our world-class grand prizes on May 15th, June 15th, and July 15th. Trips for two to London, Paris, and Rome. Give us space on your vehicle, and we'll give you the world. Tomorrow's jackpot number, $3,040 for one license plate call. $3,040 tomorrow.
KHBJ Canyon.
3 minutes after three. Rock and Gold KHBJ, where everything we play is solid gold. Jeff Lynne and the Electric Light Orchestra from 1976. Evil Woman. I mean, evil. I'll have the update on the exclusive 1550 AccuWeather forecast in just a couple of minutes. KHBJ.
From Los Angeles, this is KRLA News.
The Contras anxiously awaiting a vote in the U.S. House of Representatives. Details coming up. I'm Jillian Harris of the Live at 7:55 update, brought to you by the New York Times. It's 8 o'clock. I'm Jillian Harris.
All oldies, all the time.
11, 10.
KRLA, Pasadena.
Danny Martinez. KRLA.
Yes, I'm a traveling man. 804, Carly, big time here with Danny Martinez. All right. Hey, man, we got to do something. Victor.
Yes, I'm right here.
Would you quit messing around with the lights?
I like the lights down low
and the hormones up high.
Ooh.
Got it? Yes. All right.
I don't want to get it.
All right, for traffic, here's Rodney. Get out.
Danny getting reports now of a new accident. Hollywood southbound approaching the four-level interchange. Another...
A new one from Men at Work. This is called Overkill. And it's on KPUR.
Yes, it is.
Oh, man, that grew on me fast. Overkill, Men at Work, next in line on KPUR, the Jay Giles Band.
Amarillo's only real, Texas, Honky Tonk, 2700 South Georgia.
Caper.
This is the radio station you've grown up with. And we've grown up with you. 1470. W-O-H-O. Toledo.
The president says easy does it. Good afternoon. I'm Larry Jewett, 1470 W-O-H-O News. It's 1 o'clock.
W-O-H-O. You've got the radio station that plays the great songs, one right after another.
Yeah, Al Jarreau on CKLW for Toledo. It's called Morning. It's JW at 144, and that's Farmer Jack Savings Time. Time to save on no-brand frozen french fries, a five-pound bag, 99 cents at Farmer Jack. Motor City weather, rain ending and becoming partly sunny later today. I hope he's right. High today, 59, mostly clear tonight and a chance of frost in the low-lying areas. Low of 39, mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 63. 14 Celsius right now. Cleveland, 66, Toledo, 57. Downtown Detroit. 57.
Tucson's best hit music. AM 1330 KHYT, South Tucson.
13K hit.
Thir-
13 K-Hit with Tucson's best hit music. You just heard Gloria, Laura Branigan, You May Be Right from Billy Joel and Billie Jean. Billy Joel and Billie Jean's from Michael Jackson. Well, anyway, it's too confusing. 1209, 63 degrees, Andy Stevens in the saddle, and I'll be back with the carnivorous one. I'm not going to explain it. On 13 K-Hit.
13 K-Hit days and nights, and now Saturday matinees from the Valencia Vista and 13 K-Hit.
5:45, it's 15 before 6 at KTKT and Fleetwood Mac as we roll home together from the Tusk album, Sweet Sarah from 99, KTKT.
K-Free with the Four Tops and Something About You, Baby. It must be those little Smurfs slippers that you're wearing around the house tonight. And it is a night to keep your feet bundled up and everything bundled up because it's cold out tonight. That rain is spreading over the valley and should break into showers continuing through Wednesday morning. Clearing and colder Wednesday night, fair Thursday, overnight low of 38 tonight. These are the Beatles in my life.
From ABC News, I'm Keith Berman.
Hello, it's Daddy Cool, Mitch Mason at 10 o'clock on KFYE, Fresno Zone Y94, where you hear all your favorite songs.
Jim Law saying hi to Dan Martin of San Diego. Join his favorite music on the Mighty 690.
Now the corner of El Cajon Boulevard and Fairmont in San Diego, as well as the Vice Valley Shopping Center and Carlsbad, the Handyman Shopping Center. Now, right now, hurry!
We're Southern California's Mighty 690, 4 o'clock, and I'm Jim Law on the Mighty 690.
It's going on in Marion. It's going on WMRN, Marion Radio.
Mutual News via satellite, I'm Sally Beckner. The U.S. State Department has condemned today's machine gun attack on a protest group.
Kix 104 invites you to be on hand Saturday at 10:30 for the Kix Camelot Record Run at Rivergate. Join Bobby Cook on location for the action. Plus, get your Kix Super Sticker while you're there.
WWKX Gallatin, Nashville.
Kix 104, making that afternoon drive home a breeze with Bobby Cook. Stay on top of Nashville traffic and check out tomorrow's weather outlook while listening to your favorites, 2 till 6.
All hit radio, Kix
104, the Fox that rocks inside 1 hour of non-stop hits. Here's the Stones for Antioch.
These and other stories in the moments ahead. I'm Tom McNamara, News Radio 95. Weather Command says continued cloudy, drizzly weather. Tonight's low 39 to 43 degrees. It's 49 now.
News Radio 95.
WWJ Detroit.
It's 8 o'clock.
CBS News. This is Rob Armstrong.
Now, with more minutes of music, the amazing AM, KFI Los Angeles.
Seattle weekend weather, mostly cloudy and a chance of showers expected sometime. High about 52, tomorrow night's low 40, downtown 49, it's 50 here at KUBE. This is 93 FM, KUBE Seattle. Bob Case and Chicago at 4:33.
And that puts the wraps on another edition of Market Scope. Next month, another surprise from my smoke and air check machine. And don't forget to join us at the NRC convention in Milwaukee this year. If there ever has been a group that could drink Milwaukee dry, this is it. For Market Scope, I'm Phil Wayne. Now back to the multi-talented Fred Vobey.
Thank you very much there, Phil. And now let's turn the microphone over to John Balker to find out that answer to that trivia question. John, what exactly is it?
Well, Fred, we gave those frequencies before, 560, 600, 680, 1070, and 1480. I hope those are the five that we picked. Wouldn't want to give any extra clues. And the city, the unique city in the United States or Canada that has those five frequencies is also the home of some terrific jazz and rock and roll. It's Memphis, Tennessee. You got it. Okay.
Okay, thank you very much, John. And we'll have John back on side two with a look at his travel log. From the Anarch Newsletter of July of 1988, regional conferences set July 1 of 1990 for the AM band extension. On June 9th, the second session of the ITU's Regional Administration Radio Conference ended in Rio de Janeiro with an agreement to open the 1605 to 1705 AM band to broadcasting starting in July 1st of 1990. This band is now mainly used for radio location, aeronautical navigation, cordless phones, remote broadcasting auxiliaries, and fixed and mobile services. In the United States, 1605 to 1615 is used for travelers' information service stations. After the reallocation takes effect, fixed and mobile stations will still be allowed to operate between 1625 and 1705 outside the USA, but broadcasters will have priority in the choice of frequencies throughout the Western Hemisphere. Radio location beacons can also continue operating in that band on a secondary non-interference basis. Manufacturers of cordless phones are using medium wave frequencies ended in 1984, so these are already headed toward extinction. The U.S. presented no proposals at the conference for reassigning TIS stations, regarding this as a wholly domestic issue. The Rio meeting set technical criteria for band sharing among the various authorized service, which we haven't seen as of yet. The conference gave individual countries substantial leeway in deciding how these new broadcast channels are to be used. Anticipating this, even before the conference ended, the FCC issued a notice of inquiry to solicit comments on whether to treat the new allocations like the existing AM band, or adopt a system offering substantial less governmental insight to offer new and novel services and promote diversity and distribution of radio services in a different way. Specifically, the FCC is considering offering nationwide licenses on up to 9 of the 10 new channels. This would not be like the old clear channel stations, since powers would be limited to 10 kilowatts or less, or 1 kilowatt equivalent at borders with other countries. Instead, licensees could decide for themselves how many stations to put on their channel and where to locate them. To provide as much flexibility as possible, national licensees would probably be exempt from the Commission's limits on the number of stations a single entity can own, at least initially, and within the new band. The FCC has also some novel ideas on dealing with the co-channel interference in the new band through station-to-station negotiations and the operating of marketplace. There may be public interest advantages in permitting licensees to decide on the level of interference to be accepted. As for TIS stations, the Commission suggests moving the ones now using 1610 up to 1700. The deadline for filing public comments in General Docket 84-467, Regulation of Broadcasting in the 1605 to 1705 band, was on July the 11th. Reply comments are due by July the 26th, which has expired. Considering the complexity of the issues raised by the Commission, the comment period may be extended. In any event, an inquiry is just a first step, a wet finger raised in the breeze. Actual rulemaking is further down the road, so if any of you want to have a say in the use of the new band, you'll have a chance later on down the line. And just before we wrap up side one of this cassette, I'd like to make mention that on side two of this cassette, we'll have that big voice with all the IDs. John Balker will be back. We'll look at the travelogue, hopefully some IDs that you haven't heard. And we'll take a look at some other features and news tidbits, among them being a look at some of the ratings in a different reason. Okay, we'll find out a little bit more about that on side two. And we'll take a look at some news articles and some letters from you, the listeners of the DX Audio Service. So that concludes side one of this cassette, the DX Audio Service for August 1988.